Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Geology and Earth Sciences, Volume 5, and Issue 1. It was published on December 30, 2023. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is Characterization of the Volcano Seismic Activity Around Naumkeagera Volcano and the Location of its Crater by Means of Unified Scale. The authors are 1. Mukange, Besa, and Skea, from the Department of Physics, Faculty of Sciences and Technology, University of Kinshasa, Kinshasa, DR Congo. 2. Kuzituka, Timothy, from the Department of Physics, Faculty of Sciences and Technology, University of Kinshasa, Kinshasa, DR Congo. 3. Zana, Notoni, Andre, from the Department of Physics, Faculty of Sciences and Technology, University of Kinshasa, Kinshasa, DR Congo. 4. Tondozi, Kento, Frank, from the Department of Physics, Faculty of Sciences and Technology, University of Kinshasa, Kinshasa, DR Congo, and the Department of Internal Geophysics, Center of Research in Geophysics, CRG, Kinshasa, DR Congo. Abstract of the article. In the previous works, the DRC area, 10 degree, 35 degree, 6 degree and 14 degree S, was homogeneous, but once subdivided into square subzones of side 5 degrees, it was rendered heterogeneous but homogeneous in the Virunga region, 25 degree E, 30 degree E, 1 degree N, 4 degree S degree, reference, Mukange, 2021b. The previously homogeneous Virunga zone was made heterogeneous but homogeneous in the area around the Naumkeagera volcano, 29.0 degree, 29.5 degree E, 1.2 degree S, 1.5 degree S, by subdividing it into square subzones of dimension 1 degree. Reference, Mukange, 2023a. These characterizations were made possible by the development of a model that generates seismic species by using the unified scale. The goal of this research is to characterize the homogeneous region surrounding the Nyiragongo volcano, subdividing it into square subzones of 0.1 degrees dimension, and to find a method for locating the crater. To accomplish this, we developed an appropriate unified scale for characterization on the one hand, and made the following assumptions on the other. The crater is located where the volume density of the number of volcanic earthquakes is abnormally high, while the volume density of tectonic or volcanotectonic earthquake energy is very low. Following the processing of earthquake data from the region from 2016 to 2021, the research revealed the following. The seismic species identified in this area are IAB, IBC, IIBB, and IIBC, as well as structure factors AB, BB, and BC. The final degree of heterogeneity in an area is 70%, corresponding to a homogeneity of 30%. Thus, the notion of a structure's homogeneity is dependent on the scale used to observe it, conformation of hypothesis. Indeed, according to the hypothesis advanced on the one hand and field observations on the other, the crater is located at the geographical coordinates, 29.2 degrees east, 1.45 degrees south. Other significant outcomes were obtained, including there is a strong correlation between the earthquake number curve and the D-value, which characterizes the ground structure. It has been concluded and confirmed that seismic activity in this area is dependent on the soil structure. These findings support previous research by Mukange, 2016, which found that the seismicity of the DRC is better described, diversified, in terms of longitude, west to east, than in terms of latitude, north to south. Moving from west to east, the shape of the structure is the same for both the DRC and the Virunga region, the latter has the opposite shape to Naumkeagera. This difference is due to the fact that the Nyiragongo area is located before 29 degrees east, the major fracture zone, 30 degrees east, where seismic activity is very intense. But, compared to 29 degrees, the two structures have the same shape. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, please ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in this journal and to use our ongoing fee waiver to publish promptly. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.